Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team in Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Shepherd My People.
The Gospel for today from Mark. When Jesus came ashore, he saw the large mass of people and had compassion on them because they were like a flock without a shepherd. He then began to teach them many things. When it became late in the day, his disciples came up to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and it is already late in the day. Send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding fields and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus spoke up and said, "Give them something to eat yourselves." But they countered, "Do you expect us to leave and buy bread worth 200 denarii and then distribute it to them?" But he asked them, "How many loaves of bread do you have? Go and find out." After checking, they said, 5 and 2 fish. He then instructed everyone to recline as if for a banquet on the green grass. And they sat down in clusters of 150. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to distribute to the crowds. And they also divided the 2 fish among them all. Everyone ate and was satisfied. Then they collected 12 wicker baskets filled with what was left of the loaves and the fish. The number of those who had eaten the loaves was 5,000 people. The story in today's gospel highlights the compassion of Jesus to not only teach, but to feed, to not only feed, but to fill with wisdom the hearts and minds of the crowds of people surrounding him. And what do the Gospels tell us is that wisdom of Jesus? Over and over, he shows us how to love and how to take care of one another. He shows us how to shepherd. In this story, I hear about people who are weary, they're away from home. They're tired and hungry, desolate, being pushed and shoved is what happens in crowds. They're eager to hear from Jesus something, just something, that will make their lives less desperate. And Jesus delivers. How can we here in the United States listen to this gospel and not recall the images we have seen daily on TV these past months? All across America in massive numbers, we have seen the crowds, long lines, people waiting to vote, waiting to get a box of food, waiting for a virus test, waiting for a vaccination, marching for justice and equality, assembling for truth and democracy. And on and on. Some listening to this homily may have experienced these frustrations firsthand. I have not, literally, but I definitely feel the hunger and the weariness in my heart and empathize with the crowds. People here and all over the world have been sheep without a shepherd. In some countries more than in others. The citizens in the United States have clearly spoken out for better leadership. and Pope Francis, since his election in 2013, has been successfully restoring the leadership in the Church. Today, we ask the Holy Spirit to help each of us become more compassionate shepherds for one another, to be able to set aside the me-first selfishness, to be able to more easily ask, what can I do to make another's life less desperate? Amen.